T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart, that's Chuck.
I got to put that story of Paul Simon right up there at Asner on a slow day.
You know, I've never heard that before.
Oh, I have? I've never
heard your Paul Simon story before. If you said it, it wasn't to me.
Write these things down so I don't repeat myself.
Here. Yeah, write it. Paul Simon story.
Yep.
Mr. Gabriel.
Mr. Gabriel Oakley. He was in town for a concert that, what's that singer named? Bon Iver? Is that his name?
Bon Iver.
Okay. It looks like Bon Iver.
Yeah, it does.
But he's from Eau Claire, and he brought Paul Simon in for a concert a couple of years ago.
Well, how about that?
So that's why he was there. Otherwise, you know, what would Paul Simon be doing in Eau Claire?
All right, here's the problem that I'm having with the Bucks, and I brought this up to you a couple of weeks ago. Bucks win 124-86 over the Heat last night in another game where they just had their way with an opponent. And this is happening a lot. And mm-hmm. I'm getting up for these Raptor games, and I'm getting up for these Celtics games and those Warrior games that they played, and even the Nuggets when they played them twice already, because I want to see the Bucks against the top competition, or even the teams that might give them some trouble in the playoffs, the Sixers. I want to see them against the Pacers. I want to see the national TV games, because some of these other games tonight, I mean, yeah, maybe the Bucks trip up on the road, but I'm expecting them to win, and you're expecting them to win by double digits. They're just having their way with teams. All right, so that's part of the problem. The other is, they're also doing as well as ever. They are second right now in the entire NBA record-wise, and they are a team that deserves attention. I mean, we should be talking about the Bucks, and we have been. Some good guests already this week with Jim Paschke and Frank Madden, and Matt Velasquez will actually join us tomorrow, and Eric Name. And, you know, we have these guys on weekly. Gary Wolfel yesterday we had a good conversation with. So we have these guys on all the time to talk Bucks. But you do kind of look like, all right, how can you say this team is great? Because then the next day you got to say this team is amazing. And then the next day you say, well, this team is fantastic. There's only so many ways to say that. They are just rolling through the regular season that I want it to be playoff time so we can really dive into the matchups, the plays, the things that matter, the schemes, the strategy. That's where I personally, Chuck, want to get into. But that's not until April. So I threw up a question last night on Twitter and said we talk about it here, and we will, 799-1250. What is it that you're looking for from now until the playoffs? What is the number one Bucks storyline that you're invested in from now until the playoffs? Because we're all just going to sit around every night, watch the Bucks blow out teams, and we got to do this until April.
Yeah, again, this is the position that we were back in.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
No, this is back, the back in the 70s and 80s when the Bucks were one of the best teams of the NBA. Because we'd be sitting here, there was no sports talk back then, but we were sitting here in January or February and thinking, God, can we just get to the postseason in April and May? Can we get to the postseason? And then that would be great. It would be great. And it is going to be great in April and May. It's going to be great for you and I and the rest of the station and all Bucks fans. But, you know, we just got to bide our time until then, and hopefully everybody stays healthy. And see, at least back then, you were vying for a division title. And winning a division title meant something, all right? And if you got that, if you had an eye on, hey, can you win the division title? Because you get a first-round bye in the playoffs, or you got a top two seed in the conference when they changed it up. But now it's just, you know, you're just winning a division title, as I mentioned, means nothing. So, you know, you take that out of the equation. You don't have that anymore. And
Although the Bucks are only two games up in the Central.
Yeah, well, but again, if they win the Central, there's no bonus coming their way where there should be.
Right.
I just want them at this point to continue to get better.
Well, the Heat are 21-21, and they're leading the Southeast.
Yeah.
And they are the sixth seed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? I just want them to continue to get better, stay healthy, because they are getting better and better. I mean, if that's possible, a team can't, if as good as the Bucks have been, they could continue to get better and improve in a few different areas. But what I look for is, I like a game like tonight is a challenge against Memphis, because even though Memphis has got a losing record, as I've told you before, I don't take anything for granted when the team goes on the road and plays, especially a team for the Western Conference. Or, you know, that's not going to be easy at all. Sure, the Bucks will be a slight favorite going in, but we hope that they can win, but who knows when you go on the road. But just stay healthy, get a top 3 or 4 seed, and just, you know, continue to get better as a basketball team, and we'll see if there's any new additions, Bart, by the time the trading deadline rolls around, too, to help improve this team. Just like, you know, with the Brewers, they improved as the season went along, and they made some additions to the team. Maybe the Bucks might be doing the same thing.
So what's your number one storyline from now until the playoffs? I mean, I'm not being
what I'm watching for
by assuming that they're making the playoffs.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, you said a little while ago, what, 500, still get some 50 wins?
If they go 19-20, they still get to 50 wins.
Yeah?
It's unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing? When in past years, 50 seemed like a crapshoot.
Yeah, what Jason Terry said 50 a couple years ago, and we're all like, oh my God, that will never happen.
Yeah.
And now they can have a losing record and still get there. So well, you want to see how they respond to challenges?
Yeah, continue to respond to challenge. I mean, you're saying, what am I looking for?
What's the number one storyline? Because one thing I don't want to do is the Bucks are so good all the time, but there's an appetite to talk about the Bucks, and so we start manufacturing, yeah, like, oh, did you see how Chris Middleton looked at Bledsoe? Or,
yeah,
hey, is Giannis leaving in 17 years?
Sure.
I don't want to manufacture drama with this team, but yeah, there's not a lot of drama right now with this team.
Yeah, I see. My storyline for me, what I'm looking forward, just continue to get better. And no drop-off in play, Bart. You know, their play has been such a high level. They're blowing out teams. They're playing well. They're going on the road and playing well. You know, they go on the road against a crappy Atlanta team, and they win by 21 points the other day. Continue to do that sort of thing. Continue. I'll say this. My number one storyline, continue to play at a high level. And don't see a dip-off in play. Don't become complacent. Just go out there and continue to play as well as you have through the first 44 games.
799-1250, what are you watching for from now until the playoffs? Let's get out to KJ, who's in West Dallas. Aloha to you, my good man.
What about you, by the way?
I don't want to... I'll say mine in a second. Right. I don't want to take it from someone. But thanks. What's up? KJ?
Hey, aloha.
KJ.
What's up?
Hey, my biggest concern, and I guess the biggest storyline for me, is whether or not they can sustain success if they have injuries within the season here to one of the key players. Obviously, if Giannis gets hurt for any extended amount of time, all bets are off. But if they lose a guy like Middleton or Brogdon or Bledsoe, can they continue to win without one of those guys, or maybe even two of those guys? I think yes. This is probably one of the deepest teams that I've seen for the Bucks in a while, so I think that would be okay in that respect. The other concern I have is they're playing out of their minds right now, but there's only a couple of games separation between them and, say, Indiana. Boston's right there, and obviously Toronto is still leading the NBA with the best record. There's no real gap between any of these teams up in the between, say, 1 and 5 or 6. So I'd like to see them put a little bit of a gap if they can. When they play these guys head to head, obviously that's the chance to do that. And they got to win those games going down the stretch to get the better seed. I don't want to see them go against, somebody that's going to have their number in the first round and they get bumped out. You know, I mean, so.
Yeah, you want to see them play like the Nets or the Hornets, get the 2 or the 1 and play one of those teams, not get the 3 or the 4 and then play the Celtics or the Sixers. Bucks, for as good as they are, KJ, that's a good point. They are one game back of the Raptors, but they're only 2 up of the Pacers. They're only 3 up of the Sixers.
The 4th seed.
They could easily be the 4th seed if they just have a bad weekend.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, we see the Bucks playing such great basketball, but there's 3 other teams that are playing at a high level as well, and they can't get any separation.
And
as
the Sixers, I think, are a mess, and they're just a couple games back.
Yeah, yeah, and they blew out Minnesota last night. So I think what they need to do, though, is avoid the 4-5 seed. Right now they're second seed, but I don't think you want to play Boston in the first round or Philadelphia in the first round. Not that Charlotte and Brooklyn will be an easy out, but you'd rather play Brooklyn or Charlotte, I would think, than Boston or Philly in a first-round playoff series.
Well, remember, we have that bet on Giannis winning the MVP. I get $500 from you if he does. Mm-hmm. I also, when the Bucks lost to the Celtics that first time this season, I put on Twitter, I will bet people up to $500 that if the Bucks play the Celtics in the playoffs, mm-hmm. they will win that series. So I'm in $500 if the Bucks play the Celtics and lose.
Well, you don't want to see that in the first round. If you got to play them in the second round, Bart, okay. But you're angling towards 55 wins here, possibly. So you, the fourth seed or the fifth seed, when you're the number one or two seed for most of the season, that, you know, that's not going to work. I mean, yes, you'll take it, but you'd rather in that first round play a Charlotte or if Orlando gets in there and maybe have a four-game series and you're done with them.
414-799-1250. What are you looking at? What's your number one storyline when you sit down to watch the Bucks each and every night? Because we've got a long way yet until the playoffs. We've got 39 games to mm-hmm. go.
I mean, look, the Bucks have won 8 of 10, but had they not won 8 of 10, Toronto's won 8 of 10,
yeah,
and Indy's won 8 of 10, and Philly's won 7 of 10. Had the Bucks just gone 500, they'd be slipping down a couple of notches.
Yeah, they got to keep winning.
Yeah.
799-1250. Let's get out to Mike in Franklin. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, guys. So I first want to apologize if I sound negative, but I'm really watching Eric Bledsoe. Last year's performance in the playoffs was pretty darn dismal, and he was making those bad mistakes of just dribbling into the defense and kicking it out to the other team instead of his own guys. So, certainly he's been better this year, but he's still making those mistakes where he's driving it to defense, tries to dish it out. The other team, you know, gets the ball and goes up across the field for an easy layup. So that's the biggest thing. So I'm watching him throughout the season and into the playoffs because I think he's the biggest key to them having a successful playoff run. So I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Yeah, I mean, Eric Bledsoe.
Thanks, Mike.
Trying to figure out what is a good shot and what is a bad shot for him. And I think he's gotten better in that area. But still, there's sometimes he's got the ball in his hands, Bart, and I'm thinking, don't shoot that. That's not a good shot. He does it anyway. Less this year than last year, but still, he still does it.
Feels like every time I think that he makes it. I mean, he's been draining threes.
He's been having a good year. He did. He had a good night last night. You know, I mean, he has. But, yes, he was right. They called Mike there. They need Eric Bledsoe. They need Middleton to have a strong season here. And, you know, Giannis is always going to be strong, but they need those other two guys to have consistent here down the final stretch of the season. And then, you know, obviously into the postseason, they can't afford any of those guys to go into the postseason and play poor in a seven-game series.
There's only so many ways, a little sports radio secret here, to talk about a 38-point victory.
Yeah.
All right, and if there's a bunch of these, you know, we'll talk about the Bucks. But you're going to run out of words to say how great they are. So what's the number one storyline you're watching for with this Bucks team as they settle in before their playoff run come April? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I think a caller or two has mine, so we'll wait and hear from them first. It's Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You know, he's got such great court vision. He draws such a crowd. He gets us so many great looks. And I think all year he's done a great job of balancing scoring and facilitating. And, you know, kind of I think we said before the game, when we start making shots, then it makes it a lot harder for teams to figure out, you know, how to guard him, how to guard us. So, you know, hopefully this is a whole month of us shooting great. We'll see.
I think you can figure out who Mike Budenholzer's talking about, Giannis, who took the hardware home for his second Eastern Conference Player of the Month last night in a presentation pregame. Chuck and Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Bucks win 124-86 over the Heat. The Bucks are, for the most part, having their way with teams. And this is going to be a lot of this if they go as expected until the playoffs. So what's the number one storyline you're looking for up until the playoffs. Honestly, I think that the way they're playing, they'll play well enough to get either the one or the two seed. Not worried about that. I want Giannis to get the MVP. I really do. And I know we have a bet on it, and I swear to you that that's not what I'm thinking of. I just get so upset, like really upset, when narratives take over what's right. And Giannis has been the MVP since game one of this season. He is the most valuable player to his team. He is one of the best players in the NBA. And so you talk about in October, Giannis is the MVP. You talk about in November, Giannis is the MVP. You talk about in December, and the conversation gets stale and boring. The MVP isn't just to give the award to a guy. It's for fans and media to have something to talk about throughout the season.
It's for his contract negotiations, too.
Well, that, too.
I mean, the higher price. I'm sure he's going to get a higher price if he's an MVP.
Also, in that Mark Lazary article we referenced earlier, he agrees Giannis is underpaid, so Giannis will be happy to read that article. But I hate when Giannis is the MVP, but it's boring, so we're trying to make it James Harden, or we're trying to make it Steph Curry. And James Harden's like, okay, yeah, I want to be the MVP. I'll just chuck up 30 shots a night. The other night against Memphis, 33 shots, 15 threes. He made six, 57 points. Against Orlando, they lost at Orlando. He shot 1 from 17 from beyond distance.
Yeah.
That's your MVP?
Yeah. See, if I had a choice.
The guy who shoots the most is your MVP.
If I'm going to go over and play a game at the Y right now, if I'm going to have pick up five guys, who am I going to have? Harden or Giannis? Okay. All things being equal and not being a Bucks fan, I'd take Giannis. Harden, to me, watching that kind of ball each and every night and how much of a ball hog he is, and he doesn't make guys around him better. And, God, it just – I don't like watching it. I do not like watching Harden play. I don't. I'm just not a big fan of his style of play.
I would love to play with Harden because then I wouldn't have to do that much. I wouldn't be really out of breath or get the workout.
Having him as a teammate at the Y, man, you'd never get the rock. If you got it, you'd have to give it back because he'd be like over, he'd be sticking his arms out that he'd want the ball back.
And somehow you'd be called for the foul even though he's on your team.
Oh, and another thing with Harden, when he goes to the line or when he goes down the lane, he puts the crowbar out there all the time. He should have offensive foul after offensive foul. He's always putting that shoulder down or that arm bar out and never gets called for it. Never.
Well, he gets calls his way, and that's a part of Giannis's game that he still needs to work on. The ability to deceive the ref, maybe, and get some more of those calls. I mean, Giannis, I would say that he gets a bad whistle a lot of nights where they don't give him the benefit of the doubt as a superstar. But also, you know, some of these refs don't know how to. They haven't seen a guy like Giannis.
Yeah, he gets the travel call a lot too. I think that Euro step. I think he's still in. Referees are in bewilderment when they see that. It's like, is he traveling? No, I guess he's not traveling. And they reviewed tape on it, and he's not traveling. Other coaches have said in the past, including Brent Brown in Philadelphia, that it's a travel. But then he goes back and watches the videotape, and he says, "Well, I guess it's not a travel then." But I'd still take Giannis over Harden as a ball player. Even going into the season, as a teammate, I'd take Giannis. But again, part of that has to do with I'm just not a big Harden guy.
Well, what is Giannis playing for too? Giannis is playing for the one seed. Giannis is playing for his teammates. Giannis is playing for a championship. What's Harden playing for? I think he's playing for the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing what
he
has.
He's going out there and saying, "Yeah, I hope we win, but I need to put up 45."
But Harden's got to do that for his team to win. I think Harden's got to put up 57 points. On occasion for his team to win. He's got to carry more of a load than Giannis has. Giannis has got a better supporting cast than Harden does down in Houston.
What storyline are you watching from now until the playoffs for the Bucks? Greg tweets in at 105.7 FM The Fan. You guys can give us a shout, 799-1250. Greg says, number one seed without a doubt. There's no unbeatable team in the NBA this season. Get the best record and home court and win the East. Whitewater Wizard says, I'm looking to see whether Middleton is worth keeping or maybe trading at the deadline and trying to sign Lopez to the extension. He's such a great fit for this team. That's the other thing that's kind of surrounding this team that I don't know how much you do talk about is this team's got multiple guys that they could all, if they wanted to, decide not to be here next year. I mean, Brogdon's a restricted free agent in the situation Jabari was last summer, but Middleton, Bledsoe, Lopez, these guys are free agents, and you want to keep this core together, so you got to decide who to pay in these next couple of months, and especially the playoffs are going to be a big determining factor into maybe who the Bucks brass, John Horst and the gang, decide to keep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Lopez, you got to re-sign him. The president, you got to re-sign him. Bledsoe, jury out. Middleton, obviously, I don't want to pay him max money. But, you know, you got some, yeah, you're going to have some, plenty of decisions to make. But I think if this team is on the brink of an NBA championship, they're going to try to keep that core together as much as possible.
They're going to try. I don't know if financially they can. So that'll be very interesting. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Again, we'll have another keyword for you at 8 o'clock. We give you a keyword at the top of every hour. You can text it in and win $1,000. This hour's keyword, by the way, is winter. And we played Hazy Shade of Winter, and that's kind of what we got. Leaves on the ground, a patch of snow. We haven't really seen the worst of winter, but snow is expected to hit us soon. Cold weather's this weekend, so you want to be prepared as best you can. That's why we hook you up with Sound Decisions, where they've been doing car audio systems since 1972. They sell more remote car starters than anybody else. They offer the leading brands on the market. They've got competitive pricing and a quick installation while you hang out in their waiting area. I got mine done. It took less than 2 hours, so it's pretty quick. And then they show you how it's done. And that tutorial is much quicker because they say, hey, press this button, and then your car starts. And so it's very easy and very affordable, and that's what they're doing at Sound Decisions. Let them take care of you and ease the pain of cold January mornings. Call them today, 262-633-8300, 262-633-8300. Check them out on Facebook or the website brightpinkmailbox.com. There is a story behind that. Chris, the owner, will tell you all about it. But for a peace of mind, for a warm and toasty car this winter, check out a remote car starter from Sound Decision.
Carson is the quarterback going forward. And in Nick's case, listen, we'd love to have everybody back throughout the roster. But as I've said many, many times, you know, it's not about one guy. You know, it's about the team, and we're going to do what's best for the team.
Like I said, I would love to lead a team. You know, the starter thing, like leading a team, impacting a locker room, that's something that, you know, that's why we play the game.
Eagles coach Doug Peterson, Eagles starter, backup starter, Nick Foles, the other voice you heard there, Doug Peterson talking yesterday to the media, their end-of-season press conference after they lost to the Saints this weekend. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Carson Wentz is going to be the guy. It's something the three of us, Chuck, myself, Cody Grant, our producer, were talking about at the end of the show yesterday. And I think the question was, what would you do if you were the Eagles? And it looks like they're going to go with Carson Wentz, which makes sense. It's just, how do you deny what Nick Foles has done with this team, winning a Super Bowl and then scratching and clawing them into the playoffs this year in a season where it looked like that was going to be an afterthought?
Yeah, I mean, no indictment on Wentz. He's a damn good player who can't stay healthy. They spent the number one pick on him, but Foles is the reigning Super Bowl MVP and did a great job in December again. You know, started with that win in Los Angeles on Sunday Night Football and kept it rolling until it ended him where Jeffrey dropped the football this past week. But, yeah, I think it's a tough call, but you know, Wentz is I certainly get it when they got to commit to Wentz.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt who the more talented quarterback is. It's definitely Wentz, but they just win with Nick Foles. And I was kind of rooting for the Eagles after they beat the Bears to win the Super Bowl because I wanted to see what they would do. Like, what if Nick Foles won them another Super Bowl? Two straight years as a backup, two straight Super Bowls. How can you tell your fan base, hey, I know Foles has won two Super Bowls, but we're going to go back to Wentz again?
Yeah, I mean, he was having a great year last year until he got hurt.
Oh, he would have won MVP if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, and then he got hurt. He got the knee. And but, I mean, Foles is a starting quarterback in the NFL. He'll go somewhere, but it's obviously not going to be in Philadelphia unless Wentz has a setback in the offseason.
Chuck, we always talk about, and you specifically, that the Packers need a backup quarterback if something happens to Rodgers. And this is a luxury that the Eagles have had for the last few seasons. And then Nick Foles has been rewarded for that financially. From a financial standpoint, the Eagles owe Carson Wentz next season $8.4 million. They would owe Nick Foles, here's how his contract works, they can do the extension or the option year for $20 million, $21, $20 million this year. And then they get another option year after that at 27, and then another option year at 27.
This is for Foles?
This is for Foles.
Okay.
However, if they say, yes, we'll do the option, Nick Foles can then buy out of that for $2.5 million, making him a free agent, setting himself up for guaranteed money all over the place. I mean, we saw what Rodgers got. Kirk Cousins got the 85. Even Alex Smith got like $50 million guaranteed. So Foles is probably, whether the Eagles want to or not, he will probably back out of that, pay the $2 million he's got to pay, and then go hit the open market.
Yeah, I would think so. Because of what he's, you know, Foles is, wants to be a starting quarterback. I don't blame him. And what team, I mean, there's a lot of teams out there with bad quarterbacks would love to have a guy like that who's won a Super Bowl, who's won a lot of big games for them. And he's going to get paid on the open market.
But the question is, if the Eagles want to keep him, how much is a backup quarterback worth?
Yeah.
Not more than your starter.
No, yeah. I mean,
Twice as much more.
You can't pay $20 million. Here, the Packers for years have been trying to get by with a bargain basement backup quarterback. And
basically, Ingle Martin's been their backup quarterback since 2012. I mean, there's just been other names and faces.
Yeah, it's just they've been throwing guys back there, and they get in the game and they look lost. But at least with Philadelphia, they have Foles. But you're not going to pay $20 million for backup quarterback.
He has to be the greatest backup quarterback of all time, though, right?
You mean a guy who's coming in relief and yeah, who's how many backup quarterbacks have led their teams to Super Bowls? Jeff Hostetler with the Giants back in the early 90s, but not many.
Wasn't Doug Williams a backup? Did he come in for Joe?
Joe
Theismann, or was he out by then?
Theismann was done by then.
So Williams started the whole season?
I want to say Williams, we're talking
87?
Yeah, because Theismann got hurt, I want to say in 86? Was it 87 that he got hurt? I got to look back on that.
It might have been 88. I thought it was 30 years to the day.
Let me look.
It was either 30 or 35 years to the day that when Alex Smith got hurt, 30 years ago, Joe Theismann got hurt.
Let's see. The injury. Now, of course, I'm going to go to the Wikipedia page. It 1985. 1985.
So it was 33 years to the day. It was to the day.
Yeah, 1985.
All right, so Williams was probably... Well, when did Mark Rippon take over? 90?
Yeah, early 90s.
Okay. Yeah, this is Mark... Redskins quarterback history.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you on your commute.
Yeah, Theismann got hurt, and he never played again.
Well, Nick Foles could be a Redskin. Here's the odds that we have from BetDSI of where Nick Foles will play week one of 2019. The odds on favorite right now is the Miami Dolphins at 2-1 odds to have Nick Foles' services. Next, the Redskins, 2.5-1. Jacksonville is 3.5-1. The Broncos are 4-1. The Eagles, 6-1. And the Giants, Raiders, Panthers, and Tampa are all in there too. Carolina's on there because did you see what the owner said about Cam Newton?
Yeah, it sounds like Cam's going to have some surgery too, right?
Cam Newton, the owner of the Panthers, David Tepper, who bought the Panthers in July, said, if you told me Cam could take a year off and fully recover and everything else, and that's what it took, an extra year, why wouldn't you do that? Now we'd have to do other things, right? We'd have to go get another quarterback. People get injured in football. But we have to keep our options open just in case. Cam Newton is a guy we're depending on. He's a talent. But it would be foolish to say you're not having an awareness of potential things that could happen during the year. So they think in Carolina it might be better to give Cam the year off and get a guy like Nick Foles or somebody and then go from there.
Interesting.
That would be wild.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, you know, Foles is – I look at him as a starter, a guy who's – if he's – for a guy who's done what he's done – you know, a big 6'5", 6'6", quarterback to do the things he's done so far. I think Bart, I look at him and I say that guy could be a starter in the NFL. You just don't take a team and put him on their back and lead them to a Super Bowl. I mean, you need some talent, and he's made a lot of great plays. So I would put Foles in as a starter. I look at him as a starter.
So Miami would work because at some point they got to move on from Tannehill.
Yeah, and they'll find a way to screw that up too with Foles. Right?
Would you go to Washington? He could go to Washington. Washington's a mess.
Yeah, and they'll find a way to screw him up too.
What about Jacksonville?
Jacksonville? New offensive coordinator down there, I heard.
Denver is 4-1 odds despite just paying a bunch of money for Case Keenum.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're already looking to move on?
Yeah, this is just the odds we have.
Yeah.
Let's go to Randy in Jackson, wants to chime in, 799-1250. What up, Randy?
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey.
Hey, you're forgetting one very important quarterback, backup quarterback.
Who?
And that would be Earl Monroe, who took Miami through the 16-0 season.
Earl,
Chuck, this is for you.
You're talking 1907. Well, that's even before my time.
But he took him. Was it Bob Greasy got injured, and Earl Monroe? They won the Super Bowl with him.
Earl Monroe, not
isn't
Earl.
Isn't Earl Monroe a basketball player?
You're thinking
player
Earl.
That's like 5 feet.
You're thinking Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Oh, I'm thinking Earl Watson.
Yeah.
Well, who's the quarterback?
Morrall, Earl Monroe.
Okay. But there's a very good backup who won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jim Plunkett won a Super Bowl as a backup at Oakland. But I'm thinking about a guy who's basically been like a Jeff Hostetler, a journeyman quarterback, and has taken him. But Earl Morrall, he did it in 1972.
You know who we are forgetting if we're talking best backup quarterback of all time? We're forgetting about Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I mean, he... But
he took over.
He took over, and but
got
he
the Super Bowl.
He probably should have been a higher draft pick than he really was. Was it a 5th round pick? Yeah, he was a backup quarterback, but he's been a starter for the last 15 years.
Yeah. Well, okay, but if Nick Foles is a starter for the next 10 years,
how long has Foles been in the league?
I don't know, 6 years.
Yeah,
6-7 years.
Yeah, I mean Brady wasn't a backup for too many years. Just like Aaron Rodgers, you could say, well, Aaron Rodgers is one of the great backups of all time. He only backed up; he was basically biding his time behind Favre for 3 years. But then nobody looks at Rodgers as a starter,
right? A lot of these guys start up as a backup.
Yeah,
but Brady came in the true backup role.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you could say Jimmy Garoppolo. You can't throw him in the mix because he didn't come and lead the team to a Super Bowl.
I don't think anyone expected Brady to be where he is right now and to take over for Bledsoe.
Right.
But he has.
It's Chuck and Winkler. Served up by Perkins, some interesting odds. There's one player that the Packers show up on, a wide receiver. We can talk about that coming up as well. It's Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, the football games will be going on this weekend. Basketball as well. Q Club of Wisconsin is a place to watch all your favorite sports action. Get there with your friends. Enjoy the great food, the live entertainment on weekends, the huge entertainment room with the pool tables, the tornado foosball, the shuffleboard, the electronic darts, ping pong, and more. The Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's north side. Well, let's talk about the food there. The Q Club has got something to please everybody with the awesome food. While you're watching the games, the awesome burgers, the wings, the appetizers, and of course, they got the award-winning fish fries on both Wednesday and Friday nights. The fish fries, your choice of 4 different styles, piled high with all the extras. And I guess, you know, the live entertainment, if you like music on weekends, they got some great bands coming into the Q Club. Go to their Facebook page and they'll give you a list of everybody who's coming to the Q Club here in the next several weeks. If you haven't planned that company party just yet, the Q Club is your choice for that. They got the private rooms available, including your own VIP suite with a luxury pool table. But I'm telling you, to watch the games, the volume on, and they have some good food at a sports bar. The Q Club of Wisconsin on the north side of Waukesha is the place to go. It's located at 2454 North Grandview Boulevard, a half mile south of I-94. Get off on Highway T, go south, and there it is, the Q Club. You'll see the sign right there on Grandview, which is Highway T, essentially. And you go in, you have some food, you watch the games. You have you get there early for the happy hour specials Monday through Friday from 3 until 7. All good stuff. The Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side, your favorite place, my favorite place for watching all the sports action.
Do we have to take the possibility of Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown to the Packers a little more seriously than we might be? We'll have the details on that next. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Last segment, we were looking at some of the odds where Nick Foles may end up next season. Doug Peterson saying that, yeah, it's probably likely that he's not going to be back here. They may offer him the option, but then Nick Foles can buy his way out of the contract. Currently, the Dolphins, Redskins, and Jaguars are atop the odds. The other interesting situation going on is with Antonio Brown, where Antonio Brown, the owner of the Steelers, they're talking about how it's unfathomable that he could be at training camp. So he's making some waves there. Niners are the front runners, according to BetDSI. 2-1 odds to have Antonio Brown. Niners are the front runners. Jets 3-1. Bills 4-1. Every team has odds for this. The Packers at 15-1 odds for Antonio Brown's services.
Okay. Well, obviously, he would be a huge upgrade at the wide receiver spot, but what's the price? What's it going to cost on as far as getting him?
At least one first-rounder.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
And who else?
Two of them.
Yeah. For one first-rounder. Now, I wouldn't pay the same thing as for him as I would Khalil Mack, because you don't know how much longer. I think Mack is going to have a long career yet. Okay, but I mean, as far as the wide receiver, Brown.
Isn't Mack only like 26?
Yeah. 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 But Brown, plus you're going to have to deal with the attitude.
27. Soon to be 28. Antonio Brown was in the Super Bowl the Packers played against the Steelers.
Yeah.
That's how long he's been in the league.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
a rookie that year.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly returned kicks and punts.
He just kept getting better and better and better. But when you look back at that Super Bowl, you don't even think about Antonio Brown.
No, because he was just a special teams guy. Yeah. I also saw these odds from Superbook USA. The Packers have 16-1 odds to win the Super Bowl next season. It goes Rams, Chiefs, Saints, Patriots, Chargers, Bears, Steelers, Vikings, Packers. So despite all this, the Packers are still given the 9th best odds to win the Super Bowl, ahead of the Eagles, Cowboys, Ravens, Colts, Seahawks, Falcons, Texans, and all those teams. The Packers still have the 9th best odds to win the Super Bowl in 2020.
Because of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and I think because a lot of these teams aren't that good.
Yeah. There's not a lot of great teams in the NFL. I mean, I think when you look at the Packers' potential to get back to greatness, or to be good, actually, there's a path there because who else is good? I mean, you look at some of these playoff teams. You know, I mean, the Packers are behind these guys, but you know they could get there again in the next couple of years.
Well, the four best teams are playing this weekend.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
And then the next tier of teams is the teams that all lost this weekend, and then I'd throw the Bears up in that too. And then the next tier of teams are the teams that lost the wild card weekend. I mean, it's pretty. For as crazy and parody and you know wild the NFL can be, it's pretty chalk here in the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. And these games coming up this weekend, you know, but the Packers, those teams are all a couple of levels ahead of the Packers right now.
Bears have 12-1 odds to win the Super Bowl, Vikings 16, and Packers 16. 16-1 odds to win the 2020 Super Bowl from Superbook USA. So place your bets now. Browns are 30-1 odds, and then if you want a long shot, how about Nick Foles goes to the Dolphins and you can take the 300-1 odds? How about that?
Unless he goes there and those odds dip a little bit, they'll go down to at least 200.
So get the Dolphins odds while you can. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. News on a longtime broadcaster who is out at his network, and we'll talk a little Bucks before we get to Michael Cohen. Coming up at 8:20, plus one more chance to win $1,000 here coming up. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.